Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Hey, pups and peeps, it's Angie Woods and Josh Woods with Dog Psychology 101. Welcome. This is our podcast on how to choose a new dog or a puppy to bring into your life.
Very important.
It is. Most, I would say many dogs that we see in our rehab center, people have a mismatch of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Either the dog is wild and crazy and they want to read books. So wild, crazy dog needs an athlete. So choosing a new dog, probably the most important thing you'll do for your relationship is making the right choice.
Correct.
Yep.
Before this love-hate.
Yes.
Love a dog, I hate life.
It's true.
At times.
And I'm not saying that if you have a mismatch, it's okay to still live with your dog. We're not saying get rid of your dog, but you'll have to make some lifestyle changes and do things to satisfy your dog that maybe is not in your nature.
Yes.
Right? Yes. So, we put dogs into different energy categories and different temperament types or dogonality types.
Right.
So, energy levels, low, medium, high, and very high. So what would you say is like a very high energy dog? I think of one that comes to mind. Like two Jack Russells.
Yes. You know, Jack Russells. It could be Huskies.
Mm-hmm. Right? Malinois.
Yeah.
Any breed can be, but these are some that are prone to it because, you know, it's like golden retrievers are typically kind of easygoing dogs, but we see wild, crazy ones. We see biting ones, right? So what's stereotypical may still be different.
Right.
So just thinking about those four energy categories, because we have to think about this equation on both sides of the leash, whether it be the dog or the human, because your energy level needs to be applicable to the dog's energy level.
Yes.
So making this choice in the beginning, super, super important. The lifestyle that you lead, there again, if you want to sit around and read books and watch TV and enjoy movies, you need a lazy sofa spud. The other thing to take into consideration is a temperament type. Some of us are spicy and busy, like myself, and other people are easygoing, like yourself. We talk a lot about our styles are different, but our philosophy is the same.
Correct.
Because that has a lot to do with our humanality being different.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, taking into consideration these things of lifestyle, energy level, and temperament is really how we should choose a dog. Puppies are hard to see this in sometimes.
I agree.
Right? Sometimes they seem a little low energy when they're 8 weeks old. They're not so low energy at 12 weeks old because they're maturing. So maybe choosing a breed or a mixed breed. Of course, we love shelter dogs and really promote that. But that you're not seeing that dog that maybe runs to you first. What would that represent to you?
Higher energy.
Higher energy.
More socially extroverted.
Yes. Yes.
Correct.
Maybe a little more pushy.
Right.
Confident.
Correct. Which I think gets us in trouble very much.
Those sometimes.
They make us feel special.
They do.
Loved.
Mm-hmm.
That it's kind of that meant to be factor.
They found me.
Yes.
He chose me.
Yes.
Right. So dogs like that, they're social butterflies. They just kind of like everybody.
Right.
So, but people, we take it personally. They say we chose me. So big point here, I think, is not to let your heart get above your head. Not to go in and choose a dog because they're cute or fluffy or have a terrible story or maybe they're in that pet store and we want to save them. Good place to talk about puppy mills and pet stores. I don't think we have to say any by name, but we know that there's a very large national conglomerate. We'll say it. It's Petland. kind of known for their puppy mill associations and issues. Anybody can Google that and look at their history and things. So don't let your heart get above your head. Don't save the dog in order to make room for another dog that promotes an industry that we're not looking for. So we're really huge on shelter dogs and rescue groups, but I would say that we're not anti-breeder if done the right way. It's how we have breeds. So I'm not anti-breeder as long as you've done your genetic testing and the dog has a wonderful temperament and you've done all the, hips and joints, OFA testing and things like that. So I don't want to say we're anti-breeder, but we are anti-backyard breeder and we are anti-puppy mill for
Correct.
Sure.
I definitely agree. The dog needs to mimic something in towards your style of mm-hmm. energy and temperament.
Right.
And so that being said, it has to be the physical meeting of the dog. It has to let that be your determining factor if this is the dog for us or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, how many people have decided they're going to adopt a dog from a rescue group from a picture on the website and the description that they read?
Oh, yes, for sure. Without even meeting the dog.
Right.
Yes.
You go with the intention of that we've got a new dog. Mm-hmm. We're going to go pick this dog up.
Or someone has ordered a dog from a breeder in another state and the dog is sent to them.
Correct.
And to me, that's insane. You know, I want to meet the dog first. That's like, not to say this doesn't happen in places around the world. Mm-hmm. It's like choosing your spouse without meeting them.
Right.
You know, to know if you're a good fit or not. There's this thing called chemistry.
Right.
So we need to make sure it's a good chemistry. So, because if a dog doesn't match yours, you know, my analogy I share with people all the time is, have you ever met a pretty girl that was ugly?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fractious for you. You know, it's just a bad chemistry. And you don't get along, and polar opposites many times.
Absolutely. It drives you crazy when you've got the cute little dog that mm-hmm. is just... You're just not a super, maybe you're not an ultra active person.
Yes.
You know, and they're going crazy.
And you have a German short hair pointer.
And they're driving you crazy.
Yes.
They're bored.
Right.
And it's not their fault. They're bored.
Yeah. No, it's not the dog's fault. You know, dogs who have behavior issues or showing us poor behavior typically aren't satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Good behavior is not being rewarded and bad behavior is not being corrected. So remember, guys, think about lifestyle. What type of life do you like to lead? Energy level, low, medium, high, or very high, and what type of dogonality does your dog have? Personalities come in mild and sharp and everything in between. So
absolutely.
We want to find something that matches your life, not what someone is suggesting, not because it looks cute or fluffy, and not because you saw the picture on Pet Finder.
Correct.
All right. So we're going to get into more little personality details as we work on dogonality in the future and things like that. Our next podcast is going to be on how to use positive reinforcement the natural way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk all about those kind of things. Are there any last words or tidbits you'd like to mention while choosing a new dog?
Be patient.
Yes, you not know, to be I, in a hurry.
I spoke with a client that we've had for years, and they were choosing or in the process of looking for a new dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me the best thing she took from our conversation was the be patient.
Thing. Yes.
She said it was for her. It was like choosing a car. She's mm-hmm. going into this to look at many. And mm-hmm. I told her, I said, go with the intention of not taking a dog.
Yes. Yeah.
You feel like she wants to go to the shelters, which mm-hmm. is amazing. That's mm-hmm. great to go it save is. The dogs. But go there expecting not to go home with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens, that's amazing. Good for you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in all reality, you probably should spend several days, meet many
looking
dogs
around,
before you
yeah.
find the right fit.
This is true. Yeah, no, it's true. Well, if people are anything like us, we're extreme animal lovers.
Yes.
And when you love something, it provides that feeling of euphoria that we get even thinking about it, much less walking in and looking at it. And it really takes a lot of self-control not to be spontaneous.
Right.
I can't tell you how many people have told us they didn't expect to go home with a dog, but they came across the adoption day at PetSmart or Petco.
Mm-hmm.
And bam, they have a dog. Or one of the spouses did not want a dog, and boom, a dog shows up at the house.
Yes.
Well, that's a lot of conflict and things like that. So I would say that everybody should be on board with the choice, that it should be a premeditated choice and very well thought out, because, you know, this is somebody you're going to have in your life for, shoot, I just lost Dirk at 17.
Right.
So, you know, somewhere between 12 and 20 years, depending. 20 is a little bit radical, but so putting a lot of thought into it, just like you choose a mate, you buy a car, you know,
correct.
We're not buying cars, but you want to put that kind of thought into it. So, no, I agree. And, sometimes these crazy things that we see in dogs, extreme fear, extreme vocalization and things like that, these little quirks, we can see them as babies.
Correct.
So don't think a dog will outgrow anything. Whatever they rehearse, they mm-hmm. master. So whatever you are seeing is what they are. It doesn't mean that we can't modify and help and change and make
right.
them feel better through things. And I'm also not saying don't adopt a dog that has an issue. Just
correct.
Know... what you're stepping
it.
Into. Yeah, right, just know right. that the work that it's going to require, because we're all about helping a dog that has behavior issues. You know, many dogs in shelters suffer from something.
Yes.
The shelter can cause something, especially if they've spent weeks, months, and sometimes years. You know, we meet dogs that have been in shelters for years.
So another important thing, and I share this with your clients again a lot, is if
let's say we're going to see a litter of puppies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So with puppies, it's they're getting. Try not to let your heart get in the way. Mm-hmm. These are prime examples of what can happen. We want to choose one polar extreme or the other. We feel like the puppy who comes and runs and gets all over us and is super cute, is climbing on us, is licking us. That was the one that, like, it's easy to feel like that's the biggest connection and bond. Mm-hmm. And it chose us, or it's meant to be. This is the way the planets align for us. And in all reality, that is probably the most high energy, the most assertive, the more pushy temperament type. And that's fine if you can handle
great
that.
For some things. Yes.
If you're the type of person who's active, but you're good with setting expectations.
Yeah, or you like sports, like I was mentioning. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you're not, and if you, let's say, I'm going to say this. If you are like me and you have a busy household and you've got a tight schedule, you have children, and especially younger children, those are not the dogs that are going to be the easiest. Mm-hmm. They can be great dogs, but that's going to chase the kids and needs more walks and needs exercise, you know, on a higher level. Yeah, and they're more likely to chew things, potty in the house, because they're not getting the attention they need. You know, you've got to be able to pay more attention to those dogs and spend more time with them. And so it can be hard. Then we have the other, which is we see the cute little tiny runt or the shy dog, the nervous dog that hides over in the back, and we feel bad for it. We want to save it. Or our compassionate side really kicks in.
We're such humans.
Yes. And we get the awe, we go get it, we hold it. And kind of the same thing. That's more likely to be your nervous, shy, introverted, which in some cases means they're like Jack and they run from everything. And in some cases, those are the dogs become possessive.
Sometimes.
And territorial over the humans or
they
the
house.
They
look for ways to feel powerful.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they may be more prone to nipping and biting your guests, your friends, your other family members, your other pets. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily always the case, just more prone to this. And you need to understand how to operate with those dogs as well. And is that conducive to your lifestyle? Do you want to take that chance when you're a very social person? You've got, you know, your husband's got poker night every weekend and you're going, it's just.
Yeah, just choose to be up for the work. Don't go with your fluffy human feelings just because the baby's little and tiny and sitting in the back.
But don't we always, almost most of us are going to look over the perfect dog?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that middle of the road, happy go lucky.
Comes up, it's like checking you out, a little sniff, looks at you, and kind of like, okay, I'm going to go back and play with my friends or go find something to eat.
That would be the goal for sure. Most people need middle of the road.
Right. Balanced.
Yes. Yes.
So this is even dogs at the shelter. Now, yes, dogs at the shelter, and many times not the dogs that
they don't present they become more the comfortable, same. Right. Yeah.
But you can still look at their tendencies. Mm-hmm. Too many people do the same thing. I say a very well-balanced, easygoing dog, which is the dogs that, if you've ever had one or you've heard of them, those are the dream dogs. You can't do anything that's going to cause any behavioral issues in general whatsoever.
Not unless it's radical.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you meet them, no matter what's going on, they're not going to jump on you. Mm-hmm. They're going to be a little wiggly. They're going to smell you, check you out. And then
wiggly is a good word. Wiggly is good to look for.
Right. Mm-hmm. But the dog who comes up and wiggles and jumps on me and runs the circles, even though they may not do that outside just because they're doing it here, they're just showing you that they're not the most naturally balanced dog. Mm-hmm. I do think most of us want that easier dog.
Right.
And so I'm just going to hit on those that are in that category. Mm-hmm. And we'll hit on other things so we can find different dogs later. But middle of the road, easygoing dogs, the dogs are just going to be easy, you know, which is middle balance in every way. They don't love you less, or they're not, there's nothing wrong with it being a boring interaction, maybe, compared to other dogs. I think that's another issue. It's, you know, when the dog jumps on you, doesn't mean that they're antisocial or they don't know. Maybe they are a little too excited. Mm-hmm. It's just heading you in the wrong direction. The dog who's afraid of you and runs from you. The dog who really maybe comes outside, checks you out, and is more interested in the environment.
He's sniffing around.
He wants to check things out and look at the sky.
He's being normal. Yeah, that is true.
You know, it's that way with everything. They're going to know what you really want. Don't feel like you have to save the world unless you are set up to save the world.
That's right, yeah.
You know, if you have the time and that's your goal and you know that you can apply that, that's awesome. Those of us are out there. I want to save you know, the person who needs a dog that works 8 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
you know, the families who are looking for the dogs, you know, these are the ones that we deal with a lot. The dogs are not the problem. No. Dogs are not bad.
Mm-mm.
Dogs.
Lifestyle. It's got to match your
most
lifestyle.
Most people we meet, yes, the dogs come in. There's nothing wrong with the dog. They're amazing with us always. We don't mm-hmm. have problems. But they don't have the lifestyle that they need for the dog. And then mm-hmm. we have to be the people that come in with the heartbreaking news of, yeah, this is what we need to do. And, but it's, Josh, Angie, we're so busy. That's just really hard. I say, I understand, yeah. but I'm the one who's here to tell you what we have to
this
do.
This is
it.
What it's required. Well, you know, you've heard me ask people, if you had a kid, would you feed them?
Right.
Well, it's the same thing about taking a walk in the morning.
Right.
So high energy dog.
And I feel bad for people is, you know, we get a dog to add positivity mm-hmm. and fun and comfort to our life, which they do no matter what. But mm-hmm. also when it's almost like something like I didn't sign up for this. I've had other people tell me the same
thing.
That's
true. Yeah.
You know, my kids just left. I didn't sign. I did not do this with the intention of raising another child. I said, I understand, but it's where we are now. Like, I know, but there are some, you know, if you do it correctly,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to put yourself in that position if that's not what you want.
That's true. And sometimes it's okay to rehome a dog into a happier situation if it's a better situation for the dog.
Absolutely.
Sometimes love is letting them move on.
Yes.
But we're not saying let your dog move on.
No.
but if you make that choice and it's a healthy move, by all means, it could be a great and wonderful
right.
thing.
But if we do this right from the beginning, we can have it the right way.
That's right. Yeah.
You can't
yeah.
say enough. Be patient.
Mm-hmm.
So first step, before you even start looking at dogs, maybe contact a professional if you need so.
Great idea.
But let's get some things that we're looking for. And just as important, things that mm-hmm. that eliminate this dog from being a good fit for us.
Mm-hmm.
And if they fit that category, don't let your heart get in the way.
Exactly.
You have to just say, okay, it's a beautiful dog. And if it is, it'll find a home.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't need to be you. You know, if it doesn't matter how cute, and don't let the cuteness factor.
No. The brown eyes,
right.
fluffy things.
Now, if you need a white, fluffy fur ball of a dog, look for those dogs, but be picky about which one you use. You
mm-hmm.
choose. It may close your demographic down.
Well, this goes back to the pretty girl that's ugly.
Right.
You've got to make sure this matches so that your life is not miserable with a cute, yes. fluffy dog who's driving you insane.
Correct. Not everybody wants just to go by personality and you get what you mm-hmm. get. There's nothing wrong with aesthetically wanting something specific.
Yep.
Size, you know, look.
Or breed. Yes.
Choose the right temperament, which does mean you need to find the right fit.
Do the work on the front side, right. or you're going to do it on
instant
the back.
Instant gratification.
Yes. Perfect.
You have to shop.
Yeah, you do.
It's just like cars. You know, you find the right car, you know what mm-hmm. you're looking for. You know, really, you know, you're paying all that money and that much time you're putting into, that much work. It needs to have the right options, the right color. You know, make it be what you want
mm-hmm.
and at the right price,
yes.
which means, yes, oh, like I fall in love with this truck, this car. It's not working out. Walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Find another one.
Yep.
Somebody wants your money.
There's somebody for everybody.
It's the same with the dogs.
It is. So making that right match is really going to get you off on the right foot initially.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, establishing your relationship. We'll come back to that in another podcast, but kind of how to begin.
Right.
You know, just some structure in the beginning, kind of like the old dog. So
really, I don't want you to have love with regret in the future.
No, true. Well, we hope that this podcast is giving you some info to go out and make a better choice or a good choice and add to your family. There again, leave us your comments below, hit the subscribe button, give us a like, and ask your questions.
Yes.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.